are for session two of Horse Biz Bootcamp. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. In this session, you'll build on the vision work you just did in order to identify your personal core values. Then you'll establish core values for your business. Core values can be defined as the guiding principles that dictate behavior and action. I like to think of your vision as your map and your core values as your compass. They can help you decide what's right and wrong for you and help you make tough decisions in your personal life and in your business. The core values for your business define what your business stands for. They guide the behavior of everyone involved in it, and they highlight the skills and value that you bring to your clients. Your business's core values both describe and create your culture. Values are fundamental, enduring, and actionable. Knowing the core values for your business helps you determine who your customers are, what kind of service you provide, who to hire, how to manage, what your business model should be, what your policies and procedures should be, and how you handle adversity and conflict. Core values help you as a business owner decide how your company spends its time and money. Your business core values play a fundamental role in attracting and retaining clients and employees. They help you make difficult decisions, they help you prioritize resources, and they help you reduce internal conflict. They also help you really differentiate your brand from others out there doing the same thing you are. Your personal core values. A lot of people think that they know what their values are, but I contend that you really don't know what they are until you've, number one, clearly articulated them and written them down, and number two, tested them through daily decision making. If you don't quite have your core values clear in your mind, or if you leave them ambiguous, you might feel a lack of direction or have trouble making decisions. If you're in transition or feeling restless, identifying your core values can help you navigate an unclear path. If you've ever lain awake at night feeling sick to your stomach about something you did or said or something you didn't say or do, you know what it's like to feel out of sync with your core values. Knowing them can help you have fewer of these sleepless nights. Most of us consciously or unconsciously use our core values to select relationships, to choose business partners or jobs, and to decide where to live. Core values also drive how you manage money and time. My core values keep me out of trouble, and they keep me acting in a way that's congruent with who I am. And man, do I know when I slip up. There's hardly a worse feeling than the one you get after doing something that goes against your own deeply held values. Identifying and articulating your core values is an important inclusion in Horse Biz Bootcamp. If your goals aren't in alignment with the things that are most important to you, you'll likely not achieve them. It's that simple. And if you do achieve them, you'll probably not gain the satisfaction and joy that you desire. So during this session, I'll be showing you how your vision can help you uncover your core values and then give you a way to intelligently connect them to your goals. Why do core values matter? One of the things I've learned working with and coaching hundreds of people is that the ability to express your core values in your daily life is at the heart of what makes you happy. If you're not expressing one of your values in your everyday activities, you'll inevitably feel a degree of suffering. And that could show up in any number of ways: depression, restlessness, resentment, irritability, a general feeling of sadness, or disappointment, and even simple longing. If you've clearly identified your core values, it's much easier to draw a straight line from whatever's ailing you to what you can do about it. You might not be in this situation now, but I bet you can think back to a time when you were not happy in your work, your relationship, or even in a particular home. We often look outside ourselves for the things that make us happy. If only we had a different spouse, a different job, a different house, a new group of friends, a different horse, or whatever it is at the time, we would be happy. We think that it's that thing outside ourselves that makes us happy or not. But what I know to be true is that it is who we are in relationship to those things outside ourselves that makes us happy or not. And we have the power to choose who we be. We have the power to choose who we be. Many people get divorced only to take all their same issues and problems that they've attributed to their spouse right into their next relationship. Same with the new job or the new house or the new horse. If you're able to identify the ways in which you're not able to express your values in your relationship or your job or in your community, you'll be in a powerful position to create a situation in which you will. Maybe this will mean a new barn or a new boyfriend, or it might mean some other change that directly relates to your living in better alignment with your core values. It also might mean a shift inside yourself. Knowing your values can help you have the courage or find the courage that you need to take risks, to try new things, to get out of unhealthy or destructive situations, or simply motivate you to get out and ride your horse every day. So how do core values impact our daily lives? We human beings tend to be inconsistent in how we invest our time and energy. Most of us are easily distracted. We fall into the trap of living by different priorities every day. One day we exercise, the next day we slack off. One day we work productively, the next day we're unmotivated. We get fired up about new projects or plans one day only to forget about them the following week. If you don't consciously use your values to prioritize and stick to a clear and consistent course, you'll naturally drift off course and shift around all over the place. This kind of living tends to lead to dissatisfaction and chaos. Imagine an airplane that flies wherever the wind takes it. Who knows where it will eventually land? The flight itself is also likely to be a little stressful and uncertain. I often have people ask me, can your personal values change? And yes, 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 your values can change and you can also consciously change them. Depending on what stage you're in your life or your career, your values can naturally shift over time based on the experiences that you have. You might be someone who holds success as a high value early in your career. But as you get older, you begin to realize that you now value peace more than success. It's important to re-examine your values periodically, especially if you're approaching a transition or a new phase in your life. What was important to you once may not be so important to you now. It's also important to re-examine them if you're suffering on some level. So many times I find people are unhappy simply because they've not recognized that their values have changed and they're trying to live in an old life, finding it hard to give up attachment to desires they had years earlier. If you keep living by your current values, then you can expect to get similar results to what you're already getting, possibly a little better if you apply them more consistently. Maybe they have brilliantly gotten you where you are. Most likely now, though, there's some part of you that's ready for something new and isn't quite satisfied with where you'll end up if you keep following this same course. What are the things that you want but will never experience if you stay in your current course? Will you never experience an intimate, loving relationship? Will you never be able to support a charity you love? Will you never travel around the world? Will you never become wealthy? Will you never develop a totally healthy and energetic physical body? Will you never have chunks of free time during which to relax? Will you never have deep and enriching friendships? Will you never ride a cross-country course, do a musical freestyle, or ride into the sunset? You don't need to maintain the same values throughout your entire life. You can change them, and they will evolve with you. So this is why I'll be asking you to extract your values from your vision rather than from your past. Okay, you're going to be extracting your values from your vision rather than from your past. Take some time to go through the process outlined in your training notebook. How do your core values help you stay in integrity? When you notice a misalignment between your reality and your values, you have two basic options to get into integrity. You can either adapt to change the circumstances to restore alignment, or you can remove yourself from the situation and start fresh. Think about where things in your business might be out of integrity with your personal core values. Do you value peace of mind but consistently procrastinate? Do you value freedom but keep yourself perpetually tied down with obligations? Do you value achievement but fail to make time to work with your horse to achieve your goals? Do you value respect but tolerate your clients showing up late and canceling at the last minute? Keep in mind, as you endeavor to make changes in your business, it can be easier to be safely miserable than courageously happy. Think about that. It can be easier to be safely miserable than courageously happy. Identifying your core values can be liberating and confirming. Take the time to go through the process outlined in your training notebook. If you're a trainer, I encourage you to begin to look at your own riding and your life with horses as separate from your business to some degree. For many of us, one of the things that keeps us from being able to manage a streamlined, successful business is that we're unable to distinguish our own riding careers, our own passions and aspirations from our businesses. This often means that a clear purpose and goals are impossible to develop in each of those areas. You may already do this, but if you don't, it may feel foreign to you. Think about what your horses, your riding, and equestrian goals mean to you as separate from your vocation. What does your business mean in your life if you take away your personal riding aspirations? They, of course, support and enhance one another, but they are two different things. The idea is that each is strengthened and enhanced as you pull them apart from one another and look at them through separate lenses. Whether you're a trainer, an artist, a writer, a musician, a veterinarian, a saddle fitter, a chef, an athlete, a designer, a photographer, a therapist, a body worker, or anyone who has a passion that's also your business, identifying your personal core values can be a crazy awesome step toward creating a business that elevates your life.